Okay, everyone. So we are going to talk today all about the events for 2020. I wanted to do another call. We have been open for a little bit and we are filling up fast. I believe April is completely sold out. We actually looked at some numbers the other day. There may be about 8 spots left for general admission, you know, just for the basic ticket. But I don't know that 100% sure. If we have any spots left for April, we'll be sure to get an email out to everyone to let you know in case you were considering coming to April. If you do want to come to April camp and you're on this call and you have not been able to get in, you could also email us at support@pnptribe.com. We'll keep you on the list if for some reason our numbers are a little off. We were looking at our database and it was like, I think we got some duplicate records or something going on. So we may have like 8 spots left or something like that. So, but the big announcement is we have added one more camp to next year. So you guys know we have, you know, historically, we used to only do one camp a year for, oh my God, we started doing camps, I believe 10 years ago. So this is about the 10 year anniversary of having a PMP camp. And then, starting, I believe it was last year. I think it was last year. Was that? It was either last year or the year before. Was the first year that we had 2 camps in 1 year, which was I think we've done that for 2 years now. Betsy will correct me if I'm wrong. She'll remember better than I will. At this point, I've just done a lot of them, and I don't exactly remember everything we do anymore. So this year, we've decided to have a third. So I want to just kind of go over everything that we're doing this year in terms of events. So you guys know all the things that are available to you. Answer any questions. If you have any questions at all, you can type them in the Q&A right now and I'll get them answered. But I'm just going to go through them one at a time and let you know just what happens at them and why they're so special. And, you know, what is it that I want for you to achieve in each one? The first one that's happening this year is actually already sold out, and I don't know if we'll be doing another version of it again this upcoming year, but that is the 6-day training with me in person here in Nashville. We opened it up not too long ago. It sold out really quick, and it's going to be amazing. But this is it's a tailored experience for people who are specifically wanting to come and work day by day on weight loss. So it's like 6 intensive days here in Nashville. The next event is the 3-day relationships weekend with me and Kathy. So that particular event is not sold out. It's over half sold out at this point. It's in March. And for that one, you need to come because you're ready to work on the relationship with yourself or someone else, and particularly someone else, or possibly even your relationship with your food. What we're going to do that weekend is talk about all about how relationships really work. So we'll be uncovering like your beliefs around them, how you show up for your relationships. This is not a weekend where we're going to tell you to break up with your husband or, you know, like, yeah, he's wrong. And we're all going to like pat you on the back about, you know, shitty, like your mother should have treated you better. No, this is a weekend about you figuring out how you think about your relationships and what do you want to do with them moving forward. And ideally, if you could have any relationship you wanted on your side, you would be thinking and feeling these things. And like I said, this is not just, I want to come and work on my mom, or I want to come and work on my spouse or my partner. It's also for a lot of people who want to come and they really want to work on the relationship with themselves. You know, sometimes for a lot of us, we really have to learn like how we're thinking and feeling about ourselves. How are we going to start treating ourselves? And I always find that when we really work on the relationship with ourselves, it makes it so much easier to start having more compassion and understanding of others, because now we're not relying on them to fill our emotional basket. We're not relying on all of them to change our life. We are now changing our life. So that weekend is going to start with Kathy is going to be teaching on Friday. And then on Saturday, I will be coaching all day. I will be doing all the coaching. So I will be there on Friday in attendance as a student of you. I will be listening for what happens, making notes, doing all the things. And then on Saturday, I will be the one who will take over and I will start coaching, and just, we're going to go through all the shit. We're also going to do a podcast live that night. It's a, just a fun thing for anybody who comes that weekend. We're going to record a couple of podcasts in front of you guys, but talking about relationships. And if you want to ask lifetime questions, we're going to allow the audience to actually get a mic and ask questions and participate a little bit. We've never done anything like that, and I really want to just try it out. And then Sunday will be, Kathy will be kind of wrapping things up, and then I will be like just adding stuff in. But I'll be there the entire weekend with you guys. But this is really mine and Kathy's opportunity to just help you dive deep into relationships and move one relationship needle in a new direction. Then we have our camps. So camps are April, July. I'm just going to tell you the new July one, 17th through the 19th, happens to be right after my birthday. So we might be doing some birthday partying on the camp celebration night. If y'all don't know, we have a party at every camp on Saturday night. And it is legit and it is right and tight. And so that will be the weekend after my birthday. And if y'all don't know, I celebrate my birthday the entire month of July. Like it is just, it's nonstop. I am a big believer in birthdays. And then we also have the October camp. And so camp is all about coming to Nashville and really leaving there motivated, feeling very connected, understanding yourself more, and kind of what's been like. A lot of times people come to camp for several reasons. They feel like they need to come to camp to kind of figure out how to like get past themselves. And then other people come to camp because it's like, this is their recharge time. This is where they go. They get away from it all. They relax with their like accountability groups. They relax with their friends and stuff, but they are also there to study themselves. So I like to think about camp is where you're getting away from your life and you're coming to do self-study, to get motivated, to listen to the coaching, to hear me in lifetime. The ahas come faster. Like the way that I like to think about our events is that, you know, and this is really important to me, when I go off to go do some self-development, when I go and take classes, like y'all know, I travel all the time to learn and grow so that I can bring stuff back to you guys to teach you. When I'm there, I'm really there. Like I am not calling my husband. I am not doing all the things. I am not checking. You don't catch me Facebooking you guys all day long, all that kind of stuff. I'm literally there removed from my normal distractions, and I super soak stuff in so much easier because I am someplace where I am going to be thinking on a new level. And I think that's what camp really is about. It is about coming and like really understanding yourself more and getting motivated. Plus, gives you an opportunity. A lot of you use it as your girls' weekend. Y'all have your P&P posses and y'all meet up and get t-shirts made and all kinds of things. Our camps this year are going to be bigger than better than they've ever been before. There's a couple of videos I'm going to be putting out that where we did some videos at our last camp. They're just amazing. We are going to have, just saying, we are working on a swag shop at the camps for all of you who have been wanting to buy specific things. We are trying to get a way for us to have a swag shop for you guys so that you have a place to buy some things that are P&P related that you just, we just can't do through our normal, you know, avenues with Amazon and stuff. There's going to be, it's bigger and better. We are hiring event teams to come in, and so that when you guys are there, you feel like you're having a real luxe experience. Like that is my goal. I always tell like the team and Chris, I'm like, from the moment they get there and to the moment they leave, I want them to feel like they have no worries. None. You're just there to work on yourself and having a good time, and that the more we make it to where you guys can relax, the more relaxed you will be, and you get to hear more changes and you get to make more ahas and stuff. So that's what we do at the camps. It's like just 3 days of very intense, me on stage doing my thing, coaching live, just all kinds of stuff. And like I said, the party, it lives in lore. It's on Saturday night. If you don't drink, you don't have to drink, but We do some dancing. I hire a DJ. Nobody has to dance, but most people, they just end up dancing because we keep it nice and dark in there. And people are like, God, I haven't danced in like 30 years. This is fun. So anyway, we have a good time. Then we have DSB, which is Don't Stop Believing. And Don't Stop Believing is my, I think of it as like my special event. When I was learning to run, I was always in last place. And y'all have heard me tell these stories before where I would go to my races and my girlfriend would, she always ran faster than me, but she just loved me. And she was so into me being able to like, she just believed in me, you know, like even when I struggled to believe in myself. And so we would go and she would sit in the car and she would read. And she would make sure that she got my finisher's medal and all the things, because most of the time I was going to finish after the course closed. And I was going to finish before even the, like the aid stands very often closed before I would get done. So I'd have to bring all my gear with me. And when I, the first year that we considered doing our own half marathon, it was for several reasons. I wanted the woman in the tribe who has never really thought she could walk or run a half marathon to be able to do that. And I really wanted there to be a race where there just isn't a true last place. And like, if you're the last person across the finish line, I'm still standing there waiting on you because I don't care. I was that person so many times and I had my Laurie. So with Don't Stop Believing, I stay to the end every single year. And I plan to do that every single year. And I hug everyone that comes across the finish line. And yes, y'all are stinky and all sweaty and all the things. And I don't care. I just think it means so much to be able to help you guys understand we get to like do things that we never thought we could. And I think that running or walking long distances is one of those things that teaches you so much about yourself. Like I'm currently training for my own race right now and I haven't trained for a half marathon in forever. And today, I can't even tell you how many times I've not wanted to do the training and I've done it and I'm still proving to myself that I do things even when I don't want to. I always remind myself, see, you can do something you don't want to in the moment. And I just think that races give us that opportunity to experience that. So Don't Stop Believing is unique in that you don't have to have ever ran a race before. You don't have to be in shape. Girls, there's no rule other than sign up and then you're going to get our custom program. We have a 5K option, which is 3 miles. We have a 10K option, which is just a little over 6 miles. Sorry, my earring was all flipped around. And then we have a half marathon option, which is 13 miles. And the nice thing about our race is that it's an out and back on a closed greenway. You are not dealing with traffic and people driving by you or anything like that. It's a paved path through the woods right alongside a river. So it's beautiful. It's all the things. And then while you're doing it, you're going to go out and you're going to come back. And that means that you're going to be with Tribe Sisters the entire way. It is one of the most inspiring events. I've never even been able to be out on the course, but from what the girls tell me is like, people are just cheering you on the whole time. They're high-fiving you the whole time. Even the Nashvillians, they get so, like, people come to the green, what are y'all doing? And when we tell them, they go out to do their little morning walks and stuff and cheer you on. It is such a big deal. So it's a great race. And that weekend, so what we do is on February 1st, we are going to be taking you guys through the training. So we'll open, the Facebook group is already open. I think we're already putting people in there if I'm not mistaken, but we actually start the training in February. MJ Sharifi, who is our brand new coach, she will be the coach for Don't Stop Believing this year. So she's going to be doing weekly Q&A calls, making sure that you guys have all your questions answered. MJ also started off as someone who had never run before until PNP and Don't Stop Believing. She's done the race every single year. She knows what it means to our girls to do this race. And so what I pride myself in when it comes to Don't Stop Believing is like, we're not just signing up for a race and getting a medal. Although my bling is outstanding and you do get a t-shirt too, an outstanding one. But the best part is we know what it's like to have to try to figure out a bra to hold in big titties while you're running. We know what it's like to have to get over yourself going out and thinking everybody's looking at me because I'm the big girl. We also know like what it's like, all the like mental drama, the physical stuff, all the different, the weird things that most training programs are never going to talk about or cover. That's what we talk about when we train for it. So it's just one of those wonderful events. It's also the one event of the year where I let the hubbies come. So if you want to be bringing your partner, your spouse, your husband, your girlfriend, whoever you have in your life, your kids. We had a group not too long ago bring their mama, and some of their mama was so proud of her for running it. Our mother was on the thing just going crazy. You get to bring whatever you want. It's one of those weekends that's a really good, because we're not doing a lot of camp style activities all weekend. It's one of those you can kind of make it into a vacation thing. And then we have the kick-ass party on Saturday night. The husbands come. They're hilarious. I always make them do a group photo with me, and they all look like they're in jail. Seriously. There's always like the one guy that's like, whoa, got his beer working. And the rest of them are like, they do not know how to take a photo. But it is the best part of my night is when we do the men's photo, because they never want to come over there and they act like they're not going to do it. And then this alpha dog is like, oh no, let's come on. And every one of them get in formation. So good. So Don't Stop Believing has on Friday night, you register and I'm there, and I'm just basically going to take you through about an hour and a half of logistics, pump you up. Let's get the willies out. Let's do some visualization. Let's remember what we're here for. We send your ass to bed. Saturday is race day. You have all afternoon to yourself, and Saturday night is party night. And then on Sunday, we do a half a day of just me helping you solidify the pride and the learning from what you learned about yourself over your journey to get to the finish line, so that you can use that to either continue with your walking, continue with your running. Maybe you don't want to do that anymore, but you want to tackle the next big goal. So I really like to end the weekend on just like an easy coaching note of like, where do you want to go? What did you learn from this, and how are we going to apply it to your future? So it's just a nice way to kind of end the weekend together. And I think that is all of the events. Have I missed one? I feel like I might be missing one, but I'm not 100% sure. Let me answer a couple of the questions that were here. For Transformation Weekend in March, is there a pre-weekend period where registrants have pre-work and or get to know each other remotely prior to the weekend? I'm thinking of registering, but don't want to miss any pre-work for it. My glasses are so dirty. There's no pre-work, Kim, but we do have a Facebook group that we have put everyone into so that you can get to know them. You also will get a mentor for that particular event, just like all of our events. What we do is when you sign up, we assign you a mentor. So you'll be like in a squad of 20, or like the smaller events have like 5 to 10 people with their mentor, something like that. But the mentor's job is really to help you guys get to know each other and to start uncovering why you're coming, so that when you get there, you're not like, kind of have an idea, but I really don't know. We want you to come and be like, I'm ready to work. I have no reason to be nervous, all those things, right? So that's what we do. For Transformation Weekend, though, I don't believe we're doing any pre-work for it. We are doing some stuff for my girls that are doing the 6-day, because there was a lot of things that I needed them to kind of get up to speed on before they got there. But it's just because we're tackling so many body image issue subjects and stuff like that. But for this one, what we might do is probably about 3 weeks out, maybe 4 weeks out prior to that event, we'll probably give you guys something that you're going to need to do, like a pre-work sheet or something that gives us an idea about like where you're at and what you're coming to work on kind of stuff. I'm 100% sure we'll end up doing that, because I will want to know, if nothing else. But you don't have to like read a book before you come or do anything like that, because what we're really doing is we're focusing in on the concept. You know, my hair's jacked. We're focusing in on the concept of relationships. And so everybody is going to have a different one they want to work on. We have like, there's at least one person coming who wants to work on her relationship with herself in maintenance. That's like her big thing. She's struggling with her relationship with herself in maintenance. Like, trusting she's going to stay there and all that kind of stuff. And then we have other people who are coming because they just have some relationship issues with their partners at home. and they really want to work on them. There's always people that come who have issues with estranged children. And then there will be somebody whose bitch ass mama we're going to have to work on. It's always there. Some people will bring several things with them. But what we're going to do is we're going to try to make you guys constrain to really focusing in on one core relationship and do your work around that. And then everything you learn around that, you'll be able to apply to other things. Are the 2020 events being videoed and sent to the participants like October Camp was? Yes. So we are videoing all events. The Transformation Weekend, the Relationships Weekend, we are not filming. And DSB, we will not be filming. We're going to have a film crew there to do like race footage and stuff. So what we're wanting to do is to be able to give you guys like a compilation video at the end that kind of memorializes the specialness of the weekend. And my, do not like write this in stone, but my vision is that we have someone who catches every single person that comes across the finish line. And so that in that video, there's a speed up version of just me hugging every single one of you. So at some point you will get to see yourself in the video. I'm not sure. We're probably not going to like film the first night and do that kind of stuff though. It's, I'm almost sure we probably won't film that part, but if you come to camps or the 6 day, there's a film package that's put together for those. We're just not filming, majorly the DSB and the Relationships Weekend, just because they're such different events. And like, especially at the Relationships Weekend, people are talking about a lot of really private things and they're not always comfortable, even if we're teaching, that being on any kind of recording. So that's the reason why the Relationships Weekend, we just decided since one full day is all coaching, it's like literally just coaching on steroids all day. It would be one whole day that wouldn't even be, you know, into the footage. Does Don't Start, Believe and Start at noon on Friday or still 5 p.m.? It will still start at 5 p.m. on Friday. We have not changed the time. So camps now, they start at noon on Fridays so that we are going to go from noon to 5 so that so they used to be from 5 to 8. They're now noon to 5. And for the reason why I changed it, and I appreciate everyone that had already signed up, we had very few people that we needed to accommodate some things. But one, there's 2 extra hours of coaching and time with me that you all get if we start at 5 o'clock or at 12 o'clock. The other big benefit is we have so many people that travel from the West Coast on Fridays. They have been traveling all day or they're coming from another country. And then we start at 5 and then we go to 8. Most people haven't had dinner and people are just tired on Friday night. And then we're trying to do some heavy work first thing out the gate on Friday night. And so then by the time everybody leaves at 8 o'clock, they're hitting the restaurant and then they're like catching up with all their neighbors. And we start Saturday and everyone's already exhausted. So I changed it so that we go from 12 to 5. We have more time to really dig in on Friday. And then you guys have that evening to do your socializing and do all your things and dinner and stuff and still be able to go to bed at a good, decent hour. Okay. Is there anything else you guys have questions about? If you have any questions, now is the time to ask me. Otherwise, we are going to get out of here. Yes, there will be some swag this year. We're not 100% sure like what's going to be in that shop, but there's like, I always give good stuff at camp. So you're going to get, like, I don't put out some hokey material. So just know that whatever I decide that gets approved in there will be stuff we love. For coaching on the Don't Stop Believing weekend, is that only with the VIP? If so, are there still spots available? There are 25 spots available for the VIP for Don't Stop Believing, but the coaching is for everyone. So if you sign up for Don't Stop Believing, you're in the Facebook group, and then inside that Facebook group, MJ is going to be in there every week doing a Q&A. And we are going to be helping you guys get across that finish line. I will make some surprise lives in there too. Like, our job is to make sure that every single week, like, we're going to teach you not only like, how do you find the right shoes? How do you find the right bra? How do you fuel? What kind of like water stuff should I be doing? Like, we're going to take you through all of that stuff so that you really know what you're doing. along with our program was written by Jill Angie. And she actually was the coach last year. And we have a few videos from her that will be as part of the training. So it will be like in your training vault. So you'll have your program, you'll have some resource videos, and then we'll have these lives where you guys can ask all the questions each week. And because MJ's a coach, it won't just be like, you know, shoes questions and sock questions, but she'll be able to help you with like your fears and your self-doubts and all that kind of stuff. And then anything MJ can't answer, I'll be there for, because I've only done like damn near 60 half marathons. I have my own running coach right now. Like, do not worry. We got the resources for you guys. Okay. Will we get a digital version of the camp workbook? We can. It's just a PDF. I mean, we can put one out. I think we did that for the, I'm almost sure we sent the October camp people the workbook. When does registration open for July camp? It is open now. Right before I came on this call, I turned on the buttons. So if you want to register for July camp, it is right there for you right now. Are there still openings for the 3-month private coaching, or when will there be more openings? The 3-month private coaching, guys, that's private coaching with Betsy and Kathy right now. If you go over to pnptribe.com, get coached, you can go ahead and sign up, and then you will be next in line for the first opening. I'm not sure where they're at on their openings, but what they do is that as they get openings, they just contact you, and you, like, you're the next one, and you just start coaching with them. I think there was Friday coaching for the VIP. Will there be a specific, oh, let me go look. Hang on. Honestly, I just have to look to see what's on there. There may be. Let me see what the VIP is for Don't Stop Believing. That's a good question. Right now I'm in the process of actually writing the course, like what is going to be the final version that you guys are going to get in terms of like, here are the videos you'll have, here's the training program, and then like, here are all the calls when they're going to be. That's the stage I'm in right now. So let me see. If you're a VIP, you will get the royal treatment because I am the queen. So we're going to spend Friday in a special all-day coaching session. So make sure, I totally forgot that we were doing this. So that's awesome. Be there at 8 a.m. We're going to get started. So we will do coaching. So it will be like, this is not where you're going to come and figure out your race strategy on Friday. Nobody do that. I don't care who you are. Do not show up and be like, I got to figure out what I'm going to wear and what I'm going to eat. We're going to tell you all that before you get to Nashville, but I'm just going to warn you guys. Somebody every single time will come and say, well, I was really afraid of fueling the whole time, and now I need to start like a food strategy. That's what you do if you plan to shit your pants on the Greenway. Seriously. So this will be coaching with me, where it's like, come with whatever it is that you want to get coached on. So we will be doing just coaching, coaching, coaching. You know, raise your hand and we'll get coached. I'm going to go through as many people that want to get coached that day. We probably won't record that. God, people just really don't love, like, some people are like, please record it. Here's what I will do though, is if I'm coaching you and you want it recorded, get your phone out. I never mind, guys, when you guys, whenever we're like at an event or something, if for some reason you want, you like, you're coaching on your phone and you want to audio record it, or you want to video it and have one of your girls video it, it never bothers me. It will never bother me. Always feel free to do that. I don't have some weird rule that we can't have photography and videoing, like y'all are going to go sell it on, you know, I don't know, the underground market somewhere. It just doesn't bother me. But sometimes when we say we're going to video record stuff, some people are not super comfortable with that. So when it's a coaching session like this, we'll just like let you guys record whatever you want to record. But yeah, we'll coach all day. We'll go nuts. We'll go ham, as they say. Preferred seating on Friday night and Sunday morning. And oh yeah, and y'all get the pre-party with me and Chris, and we're going to be doing individual pictures and all that kind of stuff. All right. Let's see. I think that is all of the questions. All right. Since y'all don't have any other questions, I'll get out of here. Y'all have an amazing Saturday. I'm going to work on some more course content for you guys. I'm so excited about our 2020 schedule. Guys, there is nothing I love more than hosting the events. I will say I have a lot of favorite parts about this job, but being able to teach on stage and see you and connect with you and like in person is so different for me. I always just feel like I'm in my element. So if you're even thinking about some of these events, I promise you, we do all we can to make them as special as we absolutely can. I mean, like I go to so many events and I was telling the girls the other day, I'm like, nobody assigns mentors so that everybody feels like they have a buddy before they get there. And there's just so many little things that I remember as an like someone who was overweight, it just made me nervous. Like I love that you guys start finding people in the airport and you start seeing the faces that look familiar. And then when you get to the hotel, you just never feel alone. And it's so amazing. Okay. Y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.